Hi, how are you, Trip?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. What do you like to be called? Are you Trib or Tribute or 1029?
Tribute is great. Also, I keep talking about in my audios that my name is Joe.
Oh.
It is actually my name, and it's a generic enough name that I'm not worried about people finding it out, so I don't mind people calling me that too.
I love that. My name's actually Caroline, and everybody's like, "Really?" I'm like, "Yeah, it works
How
so
funny that your name is Caroline and
great." My
sweet
name's my
Caroline
name.
kisses.
Excellent. I was just gonna make this all about me and start talking, but we're okay. What is your dream audio to receive or listen to?
I see a lot of those audios that a whole bunch of women get together and dedicate to somebody. That's one of my dream audios to receive. I've been listening on Gone Wild Audio for a very long time, and there are a lot of ladies out there that I love listening to, and to receive an audio group audio from all of them would just blow my mind, among other things. My dream audio to record is one that I'm working on right now, which is kind of the reverse. Is it's a tribute to all of those ladies out there that have done so many special things for me.
How fun. Okay, so that leads me right to personal messages, 'cause like if you want something like that, could you send personal messages? So, do you like receiving personal messages is the question that I'm supposed to ask.
I love receiving personal messages. It all kind of stems from the whole fast, I guess the not a fascination. I love hearing how much people love my audios. And so just hearing from people directly, even if it's comments or personal messages, it makes my day every single time I get one.
Do you leave a lot of comments and messages for other people?
Yes, every single time I listen to audio, I will leave a comment.
A fist bump, me too.
I do see you commenting a lot. You're an active participant in the community.
There you go. I'm active in a lot of things. voices or accents you can do.
Oh, I don't have any voices or accents.
You've got a really great voice, baby.
Well, thank you very much. I do kind of speak Spanish, which is another thing I'd like to do sometime, is do an audio in Spanish.
Oh, that'd be so fun!
I see a lot of people doing French ones, but there isn't a lot of love for Spanish.
I guess you should change that for us soon.
I'll try.
let's see. So, where does your name come from?
Yeah, so this is embarrassing. So, I made this account a while ago, and one of the things that I saw a post on Dirty R4R about someone looking for cum tributes, and I made this account to respond to that, and I was just sitting there one day like, well, I don't have a username in mind, and it's just going to be for this one thing, so just tribute, and then I hit the. If you look on a keyboard, 1, 0 and 2 and 9, it's 1 and 0 are the opposite of each other, and then 2 and 9 are the opposite of each other. And that's where the name came from.
There you go.
I'm blushing while I say that.
Are you
Yeah. So.
why do you like doing audio? I'm assuming that you like it because you do
Oh,
it.
I love doing it. I think it's just a way to allow your. I'm gonna get kind of deep here for a second, excuse me. It's a way that I feel like it's a way that you can allow your imagination and your fetishes and all your kinks to kind of come out all at once. And so if you don't have the ability to carry out or enact some of these fetishes or kinks, this is a fantastic way to, I guess, kind of explore that sexuality yourself while also allowing other people on the other end to explore that sexuality too.
Totally. Do you have specific kinks or themes that you like recording?
So, I think my biggest thing is, I don't know if it would be a kink or it's definitely a theme, is just exploring the passion that two people can have. I think that's one of the greatest things is when you're in bed with someone, is that passion, that lust, and that intimacy, that hunger that you feel for the other person. And I think that's the biggest thing that I love about sex and being with women, is just feeling that connection, and I love to explore that. Other kinks and fetishes, I've never actually had the opportunity to do it, but I love the idea of being dominated by a woman. And kind of on that same string, I love the idea of being, of worshiping a woman, which is another thing I want to explore with an audio at some point. Yeah, I do have, I love anal also. I've kind of talked about that in some of my videos. Oral, dirty talk. Those are some of the other fetishes or kinks I have, I guess.
Can you talk about what dirty talk means? I'm always curious about that.
So what it means to me?
Yeah.
So I feel like when you're kind of getting turned on, and like when I get hot and I just start feeling certain things, I feel like dirty talk is just you telling the other person all of those things that you're feeling, all those things that you're thinking. And it can be as filthy as you want. You could start throwing in cunt and cock and pussy and slut, or it could just be like, oh, I want you, or I need you, or that's dirty talk to me.
Nice. That is awesome. Okay. You said that you really like being in bed with women. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been with a dude or been interested in it?
No, I'm pretty straight. It never even had an inkling to do a male female threesome. So very much straight, never been with a guy.
What about like a for male audio?
That'd be something I'd have to explore in the future. Talking to you at the moment, it's not something that interests me. I don't think that I would be able to, but I think it goes off my whole thing with, I want it to be authentic and I want it to be about that passion and that intimacy. And I don't feel like I would be doing a disservice to the men out there that want that kind of audio if I'm not feeling the passion or that intimacy or that lust that they would expect from someone making the audio.
Absolutely. What have you, like, you were talking about kinks and exploring them. Have you learned new kinks on GWA? Or things that you know you're interested in?
I would say that I didn't necessarily learn it on GWA. I'll say that I learned this on Reddit in general. Is I have a huge foot fetish. I guess I should have said that too. But a huge foot fetish. One I didn't know I had until I saw certain pictures. Yeah.
So much fun.
That's one that really awakened in me since my time on this account.
I love that. Let's see. Okay, crazy sex story. Like your best crazy, like, oh my God, nobody would believe it if they hadn't been there fucking me.
So this isn't crazy. Well, actually, I'll go. So I guess there's like the best sex story and then there's the crazy sex story. So like I'll be the first to admit that my past sexual history isn't the craziest, but there was this one time, and I'm sure people have heard me talk about this before, but there was this one time that I was in, I was with this girl, and we were watching a movie in my old apartment, and my roommate, so we were in this back of this room, and my roommate was in a chair in front of us, and we were on a sofa behind him, and we had a blanket covering us, and I just start to feel her hand creep up my thigh, and she starts to start stroking my semi-hard cock at that point. And she kind of dips under the blanket, seeing that my roommate's not turning around and looking at us, and she starts to, take my cock in her mouth and sucks me until I come down her throat. And it was amazing. And it wasn't necessarily the sex part, but that was the first time I ever came down her throat, or anyone's throat, and for her to swallow it and not miss a beat, that was so hot. And we excused ourselves right after that, and we went into my bedroom, and we proceeded to just fuck like rabbits for the rest of the night, because I was so turned on.
Oh my God, I love stories like that!
So there was a time that I was, with the same girl, and I like build up also, and so I like to give massages, foot rubs, things like that, and so I was massaging her with oil and stuff like that, and I eventually got her naked. I was eventually naked, and I was straddling her her thighs right below her ass, and so every time that I would move my hands up and reach up to massage her back, I would, shift my hips forward and slide my cock between her ass cheeks. And I could tell that she was just getting so turned on by this. And I was obviously extremely turned on and hard. And I kept doing it and doing it and teasing her. And I don't know if I imagine that she could probably feel the head of my cock pressing against her asshole. But at some point she just couldn't take it anymore. And when she timed it perfectly, and I kudos to her. She timed it perfectly that as soon as I went up to go rub her back again, she kind of popped her hips up, and she was so wet at that point that I just slipped right into her pussy. Oh my god, I'm getting horny just thinking about this story. But so I will be the first to admit that I didn't last more than 30 seconds like that. And that was the best sex I've ever had. And I told her that I was about to come, and she just kind of popped her hips back up again and ground back against me, and I thrust harder into her and came deep inside her, and I slipped off of her, out of her, and I looked at her and I apologized, and she said, kind of turned over, rolled over onto her back and spread her legs and said, I guess you'd better clean me up for round two. And I was just melted butter in her hands at that point. Whew.
Yeah. God. Okay, so I've got a whole list of questions like this. Do you want to tell us about your first time?
My first time wasn't that interesting. I kind of wish it wasn't my first time. I met a girl in high school, and when I was in college, she went to a college on another state, so I took a train down to meet her, and we just had sex in the hotel. And kind of she was on her period, and she felt like she needed to have sex with me, though, so it was an interesting dynamic there. But yeah, it wasn't that interesting. It wasn't that good of a story. Nothing.
That would definitely set up some interesting future experiences with that.
Yeah.
Dynamic.
I mean, the more enjoyable moment that weekend was when we went and took a shower, and she got on her knees and sucked my cock until I came. That's another thing I love is shower sex. Anything having to do with anything in the shower, I enjoy.
Nice. Ever have the condom break, or like a crazy mess or something break?
Yes. I have had a condom break. And oh my god. This girl and I were fucking, and I just felt the condom break. And it was so obvious to me at that point. And I just met this girl like a week before, and I'm all about safe sex. And she's prone on the bed, and I'm just fucking her from behind. And I kind of lean down, and I'm like, I think the condom broke. And she's like, well, no, it didn't. I don't, like, whatever, just keep going. And I'm like, well, I think the condom broke. She's like, are you sure? And I'm like, I really think it broke. But then, like, at that point, like, my other head just starts taking over, and I probably shouldn't have finished, and it was fantastic. And I pulled out, and I was actually amazed that I held it up, held it together for that long, because she felt phenomenal. And I pulled out, and the condom was broken. There was just the ring of it around the base of my cock. And that was the day that I learned that I need the extra larger condoms.
That's such a great lesson to learn.
It was a fantastic lesson for me to learn. I was very proud of that.
I'm super, super interested in that fact too. let's see. For your future with GWA,
mm-hmm.
Do you have, like, what do you see happening?
I want to keep getting in. I mean, I just want to get more comfortable with recording. I'm working on another audio. I'm kind of playing around with sound effects right now. I think that's my next thing. It's trying to figure out sound effects. So I guess, like, that'd be a short-term thing, is figuring out sound effects, and then a more longer term is maybe getting into collab audios.
Oh, that'd be fun. What kind of collab do you want to do?
Anything. Absolutely anything. I want to try it out and experience it.
Nice. I've got, like, all kinds of ideas.
Well, you just let me know, Caroline.
Okay. Voices or accents you can do?
Oh, did we already do this question?
Did I already do that question? Yeah, I thought I might have. Okay, fine. Are you sure? Because you seem like you could do a voice.
I can't do a voice. I can do Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's about it.
Do it.
Get to the chopper!
Yay!
Get you ass to Mars. I love Arnold movies. If you look at my DVD or Blu-ray collection, I have a whole Arnold wall. I have a lot of admiration for that man, and I love his acting. But
so one of the things that tells people we were born in the 80s is that we still use our phones as phones. Do kids buy DVDs still, or like,
no.
Like you said, you have a DVD wall. Do people do that anymore?
I've never seen a DVD in a store. I mean, I have DVDs because I was born in the 80s, so I just there's leftovers, but. I'm more moving over.
Actually, I know somebody on here who works in a video rental place.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That's incredible.
Okay, what makes you choose to listen to an audio? Like, what tags or listener voice or whatever?
Anytime that there's a vanilla tag, I'm always intrigued. Ramble Faps, I love Ramble Faps. There are audios from certain users that I will listen to no matter what. Even if I don't like the tags, but I think that they do brilliant work, and I don't see them that much anymore. This might be dating myself on GWA, but I love the 100 to 1 challenges. I think that those are fantastic to listen to, and a part of me always kind of laughs when I listen to them because people do so much better at it than I could. And it's just I just sit there and imagine myself doing it, and I just laugh because it would be terrible. But those, I guess those are the things I love. I just kind of go down the list. I'll open it up on my phone. And actually, here's something. I guess a thing that I do is I love listening to GWA on my car to work in the morning. I have a very long commute because of where I live, and that helps me get the ride over quickly. I'm kind of horny and turned on during work, but that's all right. But I'll just sit there and flip through the audios for the day, and I'll just listen to any that I feel kind of strike me, I guess.
That's awesome. I've never really heard a man say that he wanted a ride with me to be over quickly, but I guess that's a different kind of a thing, so.
Oh, no. In my mind, don't worry. I do like audio series. There are certain audio series that I freaking love, and I'll listen to those anytime I see them also. Sorry.
I totally want to encourage you to do a 100 to 1 challenge now, because you said that you didn't, and you know me, I'm all like, make it happen!
I'm going to embarrass myself if I do that.
I'm trying to think of a coy response. I just want you to do it. All right. Well, this has been tons of fun, Joe. Is there anything else you want to say before we wrap that up?
I just want to just give a shout out to all the lovely ladies out there. And you got guys, if you're enjoying my audios too, I'll give a shout out to you too. I'm enjoying being here and being a part of this community. And like I said, my verification audio, I was a lurker for a long time, so I'm happy to finally contribute.
This has been so much fun getting to know you more, Joe. Have a great one.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.